Es un buen momento para un podcast Radiónica. Podcast Radiónica.
El arte de la cultura ha sido desde hace cientos de años un elemento esencial en la cotidianidad. En las últimas décadas se ha convertido en un tema de discusión central a nivel mundial, poniendo en marcha distintas organizaciones, instituciones y gobiernos a promocionarlo. Contando esto, le damos la bienvenida a esta primera edición de Talking Culture, A Worldwide Conversation About the Arts, una nueva franja organizada por IDARTES Internacional, una ventana al mundo y también por Radiónica. Cada mes los acercaremos a las voces de las personas que trabajan con y para el arte en todas las latitudes del mundo. Hoy les presentamos a Aarón Fernández, agente de artistas en Mumbai, en la India, líder de SINARS en ese mismo país y CEO fundador de Aarón Fernández Entertainment. Well, Mr. Fernández, welcome to the first edition of Talking Culture. We are very happy about it. And it's an honor for IDARTES and Radiónica to have you as our first guest on this new chapter. So thanks for your time, for sharing these moments with us, and for your attention. Let's talk about culture.
Thank you so much, Hector, for having me. And Aaron is good.
Well, would you please describe us, talking about culture, what is the current cultural market consumption landscape for India, for example?
In India, we love our culture. But we are such a diverse country. We're so big, and we have such, if you go the north, the east, the south, the west, everyone's culture is so diverse. And there are so many things that happen in the theater field, in smaller places, in folk artists. So there's a lot of consumption of culture, but it's usually things that they know and they're used to. So it's very traditional, classical, folk. We love entertainment. So Bollywood, of course, is huge. And so that's what I've noticed. It's either usually the traditional classical folk or it's heavy entertainment. That's what I personally feel that we like in India. Contemporary performing arts is just starting in India. I feel there are a lot of talented artists out there, and we need to find a way to build the audience development, build an audience for contemporary dance. And I feel merging a little bit with entertainment, like contemporary circus contemporary hip hop, things like that. I think that would be a great way to start developing the audience in India towards more contemporary performing arts, because it gives them a little bit of the entertainment that they like and they're used to, but it also will slowly draw them towards and help them understand more of what contemporary performance is about.
Aarón, could you tell us, how does the Indian government support, for example, the creative sector? Which are the initiatives and policies, should we say, that from the Indian government to support culture and performing arts inside and outside your country?
Okay. Very honestly, I do not know too much about the support, because there's not a lot of support that is there. There are two organizations that I know of. One is called the Sangeet Natak Academy, which supports more work within India. So they have, I think, various grants where you can build an institution, where you can get salaries for staff and create productions. But it's limited, and the regulations and the framework that you need to fit within is quite tight. It's not easily accessible, but it is there. There are people I know who are getting it, but like I said, it's not very easy to get it done. You really need to know how to get it and apply for it, and you need to fit all the criterias, and the paperwork is quite a bit. So that's one that I've heard of, and I personally not interacted. This is just what I've heard from other people. And the second organization I know about, which I have done work with, is the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, the ICCR. It's one of the government bodies that is responsible for bringing culture, Indian culture out, as well as also bringing international work into India.
And like an export office? Sorry.
Something like that, yes. Something like that. Export and also a little bit of import. They support international flights. They support international visas. They support a fee to some extent as well. But again, there are rules and criteria, and you need to be an empaneled artist. So it's not open to anyone. You have to apply to be empaneled, and when you're empaneled, then you can then you get these benefits, and it's given to you generally once every 4 years. You can use this facility. It's very rarely do they make adjustments in that. It's not normally done. But yeah, they support the export, and they also look at bringing work into India as long as it again fits the criteria that and the guidelines that they.
Okay, from your experience, Aaron, what would be the main difference in the culture and management of projects in developed and in developing countries where you have been, of course?
The first thing that stands out is always money, right?
Money.
It's always the money. It's something that I've noticed in developed countries. They have access to funds from various levels. There's like the city level, the state level, the national level, and then private donors and CSR from companies. In India, we don't really see that. And I don't know about other developing countries, but I've heard of similar issues in developing countries as well. So for me, yeah, the funding always stands out. And that is why whenever I look at collaborative work between an Indian organization and other countries, my first statement is the money would have to majorly come from your side, because it's going to be very difficult for me to generate money or get money for artistic or cultural projects from India. That is always the biggest challenge for me whenever I'm looking at collaborative projects. And the second thing is structure. I'm working with these organizers, with these five theaters in France to put this tour together, and every department has their own people managing it or running it. So I'm communicating with someone for technical, then someone separately for light, someone separately for sound, someone separately for the PR and the press, someone separately for the contract, someone separately for the accommodation and the general thing. But it was all me in India doing all of that, right? So it's amazing to see how they compartmentalize their work. And of course, that boils down to, again, budgets, because when you have a budget, you can afford to have different staff doing different things. And it's very structured. Everything is planned well in advance, 1 year in advance, 2 years in advance. And I've noticed in the developing countries, things like that don't happen. Like programming for a festival or a venue in India is done maybe 6 months before. Like I've spoken to a big festival, and they said, yeah, we'll finalize the program 5 to 6 months before. And it's doesn't happen like that in developed countries. They need to plan 1 year, 1.5 year in advance. And
Well, with all your experience, do you think it is possible that the cultural cooperation between countries of the Southern Hemisphere, just talking about the South, will turn into creating an artistic like circuit for arts in general? Do you think that's possible?
In a lot of the conversations, and I attend a lot of conferences and I attend a lot of talks over the last 1.5 year, of course, it's been all online, and you always hear about a European network, Southeast Asian network, a Northern American network.
Yeah.
But for me, it's, and like now there's talks about North-South, South-South hemisphere networks. I feel everyone needs to network with everyone, right? You have to build networks that span internationally. Yes, you do need your separate networks, like a South-South connect, a Latin America connect, Southeast Asia connect as well. But I feel more than that, people need to start networking with everyone, because you never know where you're gonna kind of meet that person or that organization that would be the right artistic fit for someone you want to collaborate with in your own country, or you want to create that connection. So I'm all for building like global networks rather than very
regional,
compartmentalized networks, because I think that only helps so much. But you need them as well. It's not like I'm saying you don't need them, you need both. So for me, you have to find ways to network regionally as well as internationally. If you want to like really develop work that can tour internationally or can build international projects. So for me, I would love to know more about Colombian artists, especially what inspires them to create their work, where do their inspirations come from, and if they're looking at international collaborations, no matter, I'm not talking about with India, just in general, like if they're looking at international collaborations, what is it that would interest them to create a collaboration, or what is it that they're looking for from a collaborative partner? So for me, that would be interesting to know, because then those thoughts are always in my head, and whenever I have find or meet a right partner, whether it's from India or from any other part of the world, I look at making a connection.
That's very important in all kind of cultural traits and things like that. Connections. It's all about connections. Also, talk to people and letting them to know you, and create that moment, that special moment that will push all these projects to go forward.
Yeah.
Well, what prospects for collaborations would you believe right now in your mind that could be done between India and Colombia and are possible in our near future?
For me, because India is, we don't have a lot of financial support over here. So the framework of the collaboration would always depend for me on the finances available, because I am a person who starts, yes, the idea is a must. You have to have a great idea, but the next thing is the budget, right? So the possibilities are endless, because like I was saying, I see there's quite a bit of similarities between Colombian performing arts and India, and there could be some amazing collaborations done between music and dance, dance companies and dance companies. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be just two people, three people that form this collaboration. But I think there's a lot of potential between music and dance. And I'm not sure if there's a lot of circus in Colombia, like a contemporary circus.
Well, Adam, thank you very much for being here as our guest on this first edition of Talking Culture, a worldwide conversation about arts. It's been an honor to have you. We hope to see you in Colombia in the near future. To everyone that has been with us during this episode, thank you very much. We'll see you in the next edition of Talking Culture, a worldwide conversation about arts with IDARTES and Radiónica. Take care.
Nuestros podcasts están en radionica.rocks, en iTunes, en RTVC Play y en nuestra app Radiónica para Android y iPhone. Podcast Radiónica.